the ticket's Guy's Fight Night Out. The only time when Vaseline is put to legitimate use. This Thursday from 3 till 10 at Lone Star Park in Grand Prairie. Brought to you by Diamonds by Drake and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
4:15. Good afternoon, everybody. This is The Hardline here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, where it is now time for us to stop down for a little bit of... And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Tonight, the Rangers at home against the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, the Red Hot Rangers. Texas Tickets has wonderful seats for this game tonight. POD at Nookie Alive. And on the way, Byron Nelson, the Byron Nelson and Colonial. Not too early to start thinking about those things, is it?
Might as well get them now.
That's
not
right.
Have to mess with it. Going to be big events.
However you want to be hooked up at the Nelson or Colonial, Texas Tickets can take care of you. They've also got great seats for POD at Nookie Alive. And tonight's Rangers-Tampa Bay game, 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's maybe get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who has fallen down outside the door. Here he is, Cobra.
Thank you, Michael.
Hello, Cobra.
Howdy. Strange collaboration in the world of music where if you go to your local record store today, you will find the newest release from Loretta Lynn.
All right.
And Jack White of the White Stripes together. I guess he has produced her latest album. And
so they did an entire CD together.
Danny, didn't we read that right, that he produced the record?
Correct.
Okay, he produced her record. Some label, or maybe he's a big fan of hers.
He's got to be.
Oh, he has to be. They got together and said, hey, let's make a new Loretta Lynn record. This is the first album she's ever had where she wrote every song.
Really?
Yes, she wrote every song. First time she's ever done that. And he basically tricked every song up his style. So last night they play on Letterman. And I made you guys watch this during the break just so you could get a feel for what it looked like. Was that not weird? Seeing, okay, first off, the band is called Loretta Lynn and the Do Whatters. As in, do what? And there is a Jack White playing guitar. There's a pedal steel guy. There's a drummer. There's a keyboardist and a bass player. They're all dressed exactly the same. They all look like...
Very bland.
Well, they kind of... Yeah, like gray shirt and gray pants. And,
she is 70 years old, by the way.
Right. Oh, okay, 70. And I guess that they all look like just modern-day rock and rollers, if you will. Wouldn't you say? It's kind of
funky. Look like a bunch of Dannys.
Yeah, just kind of all hair-cutted out and everything.
Like a bunch of Dannys.
So, we're cutting off the first minute of this song because for about 2 minutes... The band is playing by themselves, no one's singing, and they're just rocking. And it sounds like a White Stripes type song. So we're busting in here, and she's not even on stage. And when she walks out, she's wearing typical Loretta Lynn, the full-length dress. What do you call that style of dress?
Just a
wedding dress.
Just a formal.
Long sleeve.
Yeah. That's her costume.
Right.
That's what she wears.
It's a Western long dress.
Okay. So here is Jack White. I mean, the quintessential modern-day rocker doing this with Loretta Lynn. And you tell me if you think Loretta Lynn has cheapened her career by doing this.
Man, this sucks.
By the way, for 70, not that bad.
Remember, she had three kids by the time she was 14.
Right. Crank it up.
Boys in Oregon and slow gin fizz. That ain't love, then tell me what is behind. Well, I lost my heart, it didn't take me no time. But that ain't all, I lost my mind in Oregon.
Her voice still sounds great.
In a booth in the corner with the lights
the pedal steel.
I've heard worse than this.
You know what? I don't. Now that I'm not watching it, I kind of dig this.
This doesn't fit with Loretta Lynn. I mean, she's with that real twangy henhouse country music.
I can't wait to hear this whole record.
I kind of like this, too. It may not fit her style, but is it bad?
If it's not Loretta Lynn, would you say, oh, that's bad? I think it's just pretty darn good.
Okay, whose idea was this, though? Do you think that she has any idea or had any idea who the White Stripes were?
No.
Maybe one of her kids did.
I bet he approached...
Her kids are like 65.
You know what this is very similar to?
Maybe
is
her
what,
grandkids. Yeah. Her great-grandkids.
This is very similar to what Rick Rubin did with Johnny Cash.
Yeah, it is. And how do you think they got Johnny Cash to go along with all that?
Because Rick Rubin probably approached him, and him being in his old age, was like, yeah, sure, whatever.
But you never saw Johnny Cash doing any of this live, probably because he wasn't physically fit enough to get out there and do any of this live. It's really weird seeing them out there together.
Let's pick this album up and maybe listen to it tomorrow.
Wasn't Johnny Cash supposed to perform at the Grammys? He got sick?
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
year?
It was right before he died, I think.
When did he die?
Last September 12th.
September 12th. Thank you, Psycho. Psycho, you're a big Loretta Lynn country person. What'd you think of this?
I think I'm with Grego. She doesn't really fit. I don't think it's bad, but I'd rather not sing that.
What do you
think?
Rock and roll. Do you like White Stripes at all? Do you see that guy has anything?
No, I don't.
See, I do.
I think he's got something.
Yeah. There's something there.
Well, he appears to have more there than he does with the White Stripes. Maybe if he'd like mix in maybe a bass player. Or maybe another guitar player or some such. He might have a little bit more.
Where he plays with his sister or his ex-wife or something?
Yeah.
Ex-wife.
Guitar and drums. That's it. Odd, man. We'll pick that up today. I don't know what the album's called.
I do.
Another record.
Called, uh-huh.
It's called Van Leer Rose.
Okay.
It is out today.
Another record that's coming out here very soon is the new one from The Cure. One of the seminal 80s bands. And they made an appearance on Jay Leno the other night. Now, you weren't a fan of The Cure, were you? You weren't?
I'm a little bit behind the curve on them.
They were kind of Smithsy to you?
They're kind of
80s pop.
They're kind of in that just somehow worked its way by me without, you know, any kind of cognizance. However, I do like all their hits, all the songs you hear on the radio. You know, I like all that stuff.
They're great songwriters, pop songwriters. And supposedly this album is really good, got a really good early buzz going. And this is their, and by the way, Robert Smith with his teased up, punked out 80s haircut, same exact haircut, same makeup. He wears a lot of lipstick, a lot of eyeliner. And his hair is just kind of shooting off everywhere. He's had the exact same look, except now he's put on about 35 or 40 pounds. And he's wrinkling. And he wears like big man clothing, you know? It's hilarious looking. So here's a little sampling of what The Cure sounds like these days. Anything?
Not bad.
Very typical for those guys.
Well, I don't think it's as good as any of their radio hits, but
I bet you that will be a radio hit. Are we gonna? Are we?
Where are they gonna play that? Which station will play it? Edge will play that.
Oh yeah, Mix will probably play that.
Mix?
Yeah, I mean, they play a lot of Cure.
Really?
Yeah.
New stuff?
Well, what is the Mix's slogan?
Yeah, they play all their hits, but
will they test out a new song?
I don't know. Maybe not by them. They'll do it by some, but not by them, I'll bet you.
Maybe not. Maybe just the Edge will play that. Are we coming around slowly but surely to the resurgence of 80s-type music? Because we've already passed over the 70s-type stuff. That's kind of still in.
It's already back.
80s music?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. With, like, the Strokes and stuff like that?
Not so much, but like, the Walkman and all those Davey Underground alternative bands are kind of going to that.
Well.
What, 80s style stuff?
Yeah.
When you say 80, what
do
you mean?
A little more guitar, like more like the Cure.
Smithsies,
yeah,
kind of stuff.
Not so much like the Flock of Seagulls 80s, the techno stuff. But
see, that's what I, when I think of the 80s, that's what I think about.
I do too.
Is the real techno and
Kaja Goo Goo and stuff like that.
Which I think that's what most people think of when they think of the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think of the Cure.
But like the music that was critically accepted. Like The Cure and The Smiths. That, I think that's what people are kind of coming around to. Because that other crap wasn't, I mean, your ABCs and bands like that.
I loved ABC.
I did too. Didn't we have a duet on that one time?
I think we did.
I can't remember what song it was. It
must have been Poison Arrow.
Yeah. What were their other, they had
Look of Love.
Yeah, Look of Love. Well, Michael, you need to set aside August the 10th. Mark that off your calendar.
Do I now?
Yes, because you may have to take a whole day off of work for this.
Really?
To get yourself geared up. Because the top 10 finalists for American Idol will be touring North America, and they will hit Nokia Live in Grand Prairie on August the 10th.
Boy, I may have to take the day off.
God, if you go to that, that's it. You are kicked off the show for at least a week.
Why?
Because you're going to be up there with a bunch of eight-year-olds.
So?
Is he looking at me? Are you looking at me? Dude, oh my God.
It might be worth seeing.
High-fiving a bunch of preteen kids. You can't even get your daughter to go, you know?
Love you, Daddy.
Come on. Oh, that'd be funny.
You're going with me or you're grounded.
Everybody's standing up, and you're on the front row, and, like, you're blocking about six people because you're so tall compared to the other kids, you know? Will you please sit down, old man?
More than kids watch Idol,
but
I'll have you know.
Right, but they're the only ones who go see them and scream and holler and get all beatly.
No,
yeah, you'll be high-fiving the frows, too.
The frows.
I love LaToya, don't you? Give me a bite of that pizza real quick.
You are a man frow, is what you are.
Yeah, you are.
There's man cow and man frow.
Right.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Oh, you watched The View, American Idol.
I didn't watch The View today.
Well, you...
Oh, great.
Oh, geez.
Congratulations.
I missed The Shield this week, so...
I'm going through menopause. It's a tough time. I can't catch all my shows.
When are you getting your hysterectomy?
Yeah. Get them tubes tied, man.
Right.
I don't have any tubes.
You know what? How about a nice boob lift for you?
I think, yeah, a nice nip and tuck. Maybe a tummy tuck or some lipo?
Right.
Labiaplasty?
Yeah, clean up that area down there. Make sure those... make sure those
labia?
Curtains are all cleaned up.
Curtains?
Yeah.
You heard me.
Drapes?
Oh, no, that's abrasive.
Well, if you're going to be a man frow, you got to be into home furnishings.
Let's see. Where are we headed here during E! News? It seems that Usha has been certified triple platinum by the RIAA. And here's what all has gone platinum over the last month. Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, their 1994 release, Greatest Hits, has now reached the 7x platinum plateau as of last month.
7 million copies?
Yes, of Bob Seger's Greatest Hits. There are 7 million morons in this country listening to Like a Rock and take those old records off the shelf and loving every minute of it. Kenny Chesney.
He's got more than just that.
Yeah, he's got some of his earlier stuff wasn't that bad.
Turn the Page. You like that?
I don't have a problem with that.
No, not now I won't. But there was a time when
Main
I would.
Main Street? That's not a bad song.
I still like Traveling Man.
Yeah.
And Nut Beautiful Loser.
I don't mind Night Moves.
I don't mind this song either. Matter of fact,
I'll probably bail on this.
I will sit through this.
I don't mind this
like
song.
Like on ZPS. I'll sit through this song.
Some of the stuff he's got's not bad. Fire Down Below.
That's a good one. Fire Down Below. You like that?
I don't know that one.
Or Sunspot Baby.
You ever heard his version, Nutbush City Limits?
What's this?
This is Sunspot Baby.
Oh, yeah. I've heard this. It's okay. It's all right.
He's not horrible. Okay. Back up a bag that's took off down the road. But old-time rock and roll...
I just kind of
30-06 right through my head.
I just kind of glob him in there with the George Thorogoods and stuff.
He's got a little bit more than that.
Yeah, I do recognize that. Kenny Chesney's newest release has sold 4 million. Tim McGraw and the Dance Hall Doctors has sold 4 million. Luther Vandross' new song and Jessica Simpson, our new album, and Jessica Simpson's album have both sold 2 million.
So she's not failing after all.
Oh, dear. And Nightline, when they read the deceased the other night, you think that the ratings went up or down when they read every single person who'd been killed?
Down. I think they went down because I had to flip over.
They went up 29%.
From a normal Nightline?
Yes.
Wow. Good.
All right, that is E! News for today.
Take care, Snake.
Very interesting night looms ahead in the NBA playoffs. We'll get to that next here on The Ticket.